Blog Talk Radio.
If you feel a soul in it, how many spiritual people in the room tonight? I can't hear y'all. How many spiritual people in the room tonight?
You're not a natural being.
Come on, talk to them, say it.
I've been
a spiritual experience,
but you're a spiritual king. Yeah, yeah. And in this natural experience, you're
not a natural king. Oh, yeah.
I've been a spiritual experience, but you're a spiritual king.
Having what?
And in this natural experience.
With the parts every day.
Every day.
Right here.
When you wake, your
young master,
shine, God's
to be
there.
What you gonna say right here?
Oh, Lord.
That you can go stand up.
Hey! Let me be.
You're not a natural being. I've been a spiritual experience, but you're a spiritual being. Living this natural experience.
You gotta see it in the spirit.
You're not a natural being. A spiritual experience.
say in the spirit. Hey, you don't know the fruit of the spirit. We gonna sing it. Take me to the book, y'all.
Spiritual, meaning you are word-minded. That's what spiritual is. Your spirituality is another thing. But being spiritual is being word-minded. How I know that? The Bible says in John 6:63, it's the words that I say. They are spirit. And they are life. So if you want to know what really being spiritual is, it's being word-minded. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you all on the broadcast today. I want to give a shout out to all those that was on yesterday. I know yesterday was an independent day. And thank you, Evangelist Sharon, for reaching out and had dedicated that song yesterday to her, and she reached back out. That was beautiful. Now I know who, your number for sure. So I'm going to ask Pastor Bill if she'd be so kind, to give us a word of prayer, and then we're going to get back into the lesson from on yesterday. Are you available, Pastor Bear? Are you on mute? Okay. I don't know if she's able to read or not. But anyway, let's see here. Okay. Okay. We're going to have a word of prayer. And let me get into the lesson here. Evangelist Sister William, it should give us a word of prayer. I hear anybody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Can you hear me, Pastor?
I can hear you now.
Yes. Father, Lord, I thank you for yesterday's celebration of freedom and the world. I thank you for watching over us, continuing to ask us to seek you and learn you and follow you. And as we do this journey called life, Father, Lord, I thank you for all that you're doing for us and going to do for us as far as the world has become today. I know you're watching over us, and you will take care of us. And I thank you in all things that you do, Father. And amen in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, there you are, Pastor.
Yeah, Pastor. We have a maintenance come in, so I had to put you on hold.
Okay. Well, praise God. So are you able to read?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Pastor.
Okay, cool. Okay. Well, brothers and sisters, I'm excited about the Word of God. I stay excited about His Word. I mean, I just can't get enough of His Word, and the more I get into His Word, the more He just blesses me. We're going to start off today, and thank you, Sister Evangelist William, for the prayer. I thank you for jumping in there last minute there and helping us with that. Just a week. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
We're talking about identifying with Christ. Listen, brothers and sisters, I want this to be real clear. Have you thought about what it's going to look like when you leave here? When you go on the other side, have you gave that any thought? Now, I know what you've heard in the past. I got to be this. I got to be that. But really, have you given it any thought what you need to be like when you get to the other side? Because you're going to one side or the other. You're going. It ain't no question about if you're going to go. It's not no if or when.
Amen.
When.
Amen.
Ain't no if. When, but you will be going. So have you given any thought where you're going to spend eternal life and what you need to look like and what that looks like?
Amen.
And if not, you should, because you're going to have to look like Christ. You're going to have to identify with Christ. That's why these lessons about identification, see? That's why it's so important. I'm not just saying this stuff to have a message to preach. No, this is about your eternal life. And I want to begin first by saying this. You're going to have to believe the Word of God above what you feel and think. You're going to have to believe the Word of God above all of that. And if you can't do that, then you need to find a way to do that. You have to believe the Word of God above what you think and feel, man. And you start with Romans 3:24. And we're going to kind of pick up where we left off yesterday, but I want to get a couple of things out because we were talking about our old nature. It's passed away. It's passed away. Believe that. He says all things become new. So don't be like a lot of church folks that, oh, I know I'm saved. I don't do this and I don't do that. And I stop this and I stop that. There's nowhere in the Word of God to telling you to stop nothing. And you get bamboozled and think it's about stopping. Or I don't go to the club. I don't go here. God ain't never told us about that stuff. That's man's teaching. God tells us to get born again. Don't worry about stopping. You're to get ready, eternally ready. Start identifying with God, not with your past, because your past is past. And behold, all things have become new. So because you stop this and stop that, that doesn't make it new. You may be doing something else. So you can do something else, and it's not new. So somewhere in between all of that, 2 Corinthians 5:17 needs to become a reality, saying that, okay, it is new. There is something new, like never been. I'm into something now I've never been into before. I've never seen this out of the world. That's what you're talking about. New is new. It ain't something you see somebody else do or the way somebody else does it. That's not it. It's about something new for real, for real. And the old is passed away. It has to pass away. your old way of thinking, your old way of doing things, your old way of living. You have a new. So, over in Romans 3:24.
Yes, Pastor, Romans 3:24, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen.
Good afternoon.
And reading from the Message Bible, out of sheer generosity, he put us in right standing with himself, a pure gift. He got us out of the mess we're in and restored us to where he always wanted us to be. And he did it by means of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
We are justified, made right. How did we get made right? We stopped this. I don't drink anymore. I don't go to clubs. I don't chase men. I don't chase women. You know. See all that garbage, man? That's garbage. Here's the thing. We are justified. This is how you made right. Not by what church you go to. Man, how you made right? By who you associate with. Well, I know I'm in the right place now. That doesn't make you, that doesn't justify you. We're getting that another day and another time. But the simple understanding, it means not guilty of sin. You have been declared. So why, if the word of God says you are not guilty of that, why are you making yourself guilty of that? Because your conscience, your mind, you feel, what makes you guilty? See, that's Satan's trick. That's why you got to get beyond that and start believing in the word of God. Like Romans 8:1 says, now, right now, therefore now is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk in not after the flesh, but after. So we're not condemned. Mm-hmm. Please hear that, love. Mm-hmm. We're not condemned. So why are you condemning yourself? God ain't looking for a bunch of people who want to condemn themselves. God ain't looking for a bunch of people who's trying to find fault. He's looking for people who want to identify with him and say, well, Lord, your word says this, and I believe you can do that. I believe that I've been made right for faith. I believe it. That's all he's asking us. So when we read Ephesians 3, I'm the Lord telling me to go to Ephesians 3, and I'm going there. Matter of fact, I'm going there right now. Ephesians 3:17-19. Let's read that.
One moment, Pastor. 17-19.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Ephesians 3:17-19. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible. And so I insist, and God backs me up on this, that there is no going along with the crowd, the empty-headed, mindless crowd. They've refused for so long to deal with God that they've lost touch only with God, but with reality itself. They can't think straight anymore, feeling no pain. They let themselves go in sexual obsession, addicted to every sort of provision. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Have mercy.
I think I want to go back again and go forward. The last part of that is, or the last part of that is, the fullness of God. The fullness.
Mm-hmm.
Do that make sense? Nobody ever told me that. Nobody told me I could have the fullness of God. Everybody wanted to give me a little piece.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody told me I could have fullness. And then those that did teach it, they taught it in terms of God's love. Well, yeah, we know we got God's full love. That's why Jesus died. Paul's prayer was that ye being rooted and grounded and established in this love, that you may have the power together now with all the Lord's holy people. We'll have that same understanding. You got to grasp this. You got to be able to grasp how wide his love is, how long his wide love is, and how high his love is.
Yeah.
You heard it here first, okay? I'm going to tell you something about God's love. It's three ways. I know you heard it here first. God's love is three ways. Deep, wide, and continuously.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Yeah.
Let me say that again, because I don't know if y'all really heard what I just said, but you want to know God's love? It's deep, wide, and continuously. God's love will never stop. Nothing can get around it. Nothing get underneath it. Nothing can get above. God's love is continuous. So I don't care what the devil say. He don't know for every sin he got, God got more love, more love, more love. For every bad thought, God got more love, more love, more love. Receiving the love of God is receiving his knowledge, understanding that God, I want you to get rooted and grounded in this stuff. Not in the love, but in the, he's given us. Like, everything he's given us, his mind, God gave his heart, gave us his spirit.
Uh-huh.
At 19th verse says this, where the last portion of it says, the fullness of God. I keep seeing that, man. The fullness of God. That keep going through me. The fullness of God. Fully experience to me. Now, this is to me. Do your homework. The fullness means to me is having, because I wasn't taught this. The Holy Ghost had to show me this. The fullness of God, because you think about the fullness, I'm going to get all of God? Yes. Yes, that's what's going to happen.
Right.
And the fullness of God, and I'm going to show you this in the Word. Find Colossians 2, 9, and 10. I'm going to show you this because I want nobody around with him and say, oh, well, you know, the apostle said, yada, yada, yada. No, I'm going to show it to you. The fullness of God is only fully experienced in Christ. Huh? Did you hear that? Huh? The fullness of God is only experienced in Christ. The fullness of God is what he put in Christ. And the only way we can have the fullness of God, we can have all of it, is in Christ. So let's read Colossians 2, 9, and 10.
Yes, Pastor, Colossians 2, 9, and 10. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principalities and power. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible, they spread their ideas through the empty tradition of human beings and the empty superstition of spirit beings, but that's not the way of Christ. Everything of God gets expressed in him. So you can see and hear him clearly. You don't need a telescope, a microscope, or a horoscope to realize the fullness of Christ, of the universe without him. When you come to him, that fullness comes together for you too. His power extends over everything. Amen, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
amen.
You.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
So when we see Jesus Christ, we don't need to seek God by any means of other religion, culture, unbiblical philosophy, as the Colossians were doing. That's what they were doing. So Christ alone, listen, brother and sister, he alone holds those answers for us. It's in him. It's in whom. Like I told you the other day, man, it's in Christ. It's in him. It's in whom. This is where this stuff is at. It's in Christ. The fullness of it is in him.
Yeah.
And the answer to the true meaning of life, I know people look for a lot of answers for a lot of things, but the true meaning is found in Christ, in the knowledge of Christ, is knowing him like that, because he is life. Let me say that. He is life.
Mm-hmm.
And your life
is
yes.
Amen.
That's why Paul wants us to have this, man. That's why he wanted us to have this and to know this over in Ephesians 2. That's why he wanted us to have this. That's why he wanted us to have God total, his total package. And I'm getting excited now. I'm getting excited.
Yes, Lord.
When I see that word fullness, what comes to mind, somebody? Anybody, what comes to mind when you see that word fullness? Because I want you to see, that's important. What comes to mind? Help me, somebody. When you see fullness, what comes?
Full of the Spirit.
You have it all.
Yeah. Full of the Word. Mm-hmm. Of the Lord.
Amen. Have it all of it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to have half of it. We can have it all.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes.
Just like
better,
some water.
Better say that.
We don't want half a cup. We want the whole cup. Full.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. We can have it all.
And the special thing about that, he will allow your cup to run it over.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
With
amen.
His love and his word.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Well, when I think of fullness, there's a lot of things come to mind, you know, like maybe the entire thing, wholeness. He wants us to be full. Fullness is wholeness. He wants to restore us back to that perfectness. So be ye perfect. So we're complete in him. You can't get no more.
Yes.
Entirety.
Mm-hmm.
No. Think about fullness. It's like, in a way, you can't get no more. It's restricted. Can't get no more in you now. Look at it like that. Fullness.
Mm-hmm.
You don't got room for nothing else. Fullness.
Thank
you're not
you.
Trying to get a blessing. You are a blessing. When you, the fullness. Yeah, we're going to have to deal with this. It's going to be important that you deal with this. Because we got to raise to that level of glory where God wants us there. Don't think we didn't get the fullness of glory. Preacher, I'm trying to do the best I can. Yeah, he said fullness.
Come on now. Yeah.
The fullness, the whole, completeness, absoluteness, entireness. That's what we're getting, man. It's like all inclusiveness.
Mm-hmm.
You got it. When you go and you say, I want the full package, allow me to say this. We may pick this up tomorrow, but allow me to say this. The fullness, what did you get? Spiritually, we'll get into that. Because I want you to know, you got everything God promised us. Every promise there is, you got it. When you go to a hotel, those that don't mind spending a little money, and you say, I want the full ride, I want the full package. That's all. Let me take you to the penthouse. And at the penthouse, you're going to have second class towels. You got first class. You got the best you can get. You got the full package. It don't come any better.
Yeah.
You can't get any more. Y'all sure y'all want me to keep? When you identify with Christ, you are set free. That was in the package deal. When you got the fullness, you got sanctified. You didn't have to run to a sanctified church. When you got the fullness that's in Christ, bless God, you got every blessing. With every spiritual blessing in Christ, according to Ephesians 1 and 3. You got it all, man.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Why are you talking about me? A need for what? When I hear people talk about, Lord, give me this. I'd rather you just pray three words. Don't pray and show all your multitude of words. Because if you know you got the fullness, you don't ask God for anything. You already got that stuff. You got the package deal. You don't get around and start begging God, how would you do this? No, you already got it.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Oh, I'm messing up some folks now. That's okay. God going to straighten you out. If I mess you up, God going to straighten you out. Because you got the fullness if you're in Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
See, when you, there's two ways to look at this. When you got the entire package, there's nothing restricted there. And there's no exceptions. There's no qualification. The quality of the state of being without restriction, exception. You got it all.
Mm-hmm.
Can I go to the sign? Of course you do. You got the full package. Can I go to the basketball court? Sure, here's a special key.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you what I know.
Right.
When you get that full package, there's some floors you can't go on. You don't have access to that. But when you got that full package, you got access to the Simon, to the pool, to the place you go and get food. I mean, you got access to everything.
Got it all. Amen.
Amen.
When you don't have that fullness, you can't go to floor 38. And above. You can't go there. You don't know what's up there. You don't have the full package. But when you got the full, when you got the fullness, your key work on every flow.
That's right. Amen.
Yeah. I've been in the hotel for, I'm wondering, well, can I go up here? They said, let me see what key you got. Oh, you don't have the full package. I said, oh, okay, my bad.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
I wanted to go up there and see the skyline. I couldn't go up there because I didn't have a full package. If you had a full package, you can go up there. You can go to the skyline, then you go all the way to the basement. See? You can stop on any floor. They have what they call happy hours. I know some of y'all don't know nothing about this, so let me educate you, okay? Because some of y'all don't know nothing about no happy hours. That's when you go and you get happy between the hours of whatever they say. If it's 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock, but they call it happy hours, okay? It's a time when you go and you have some adult refreshments.
Okay. And there you go.
And if you got this special key, you can go in there and have some adults refreshment because you got the full package.
Mm-hmm.
I know, Evangelist. I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I know Evangelist Renee hearing me. She know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I know what I'm talking about. But when you got the special key, you can go in any floor you want to go to. See? Any floor. They can have happy hour. They can have steam bath, the sonic, the swimming pool, the bowling park, whatever they offer at that hotel. You got the full thing, man. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what it is when you got the full price, man. You got it all.
Yeah.
What matters, God has bestowed upon us. See, we still don't understand the love of God, how deep it is, how wide it is, who can get it and who can't. Well, I introduce you today that you are complete. When you are complete, you don't need anything else. When Pastor get through making that cake, she done put salt, pepper, black pepper in the cake. But anyway, she done put soda, baking powder, whatever, vanilla, say what it is. But it's complete. I mean, it's ready for the oven. Don't need nothing else for it. Well, that's what the Bible is saying, that we are complete. We don't need nothing else. You don't have no need. I don't know, Pastor Cook Case, whatever. I'm just saying. Whoever it is, if it's Sister William, once you put everything in there, you can say it's complete. And most people, not all people, they do what is called a checklist, either in their head or they just, you know, physically write the checklist and say, well, you know, I put vanilla flavor, I put flour, I put this, I put, and they know, okay, it's complete. I'm ready to do this cake now. At least I just speak for my own self, okay? Did I lose y'all?
No, amen, Pastor, amen.
I know if I'm going to put 5 eggs in my cake, I'm going to put 6 eggs in my cake, I put them in there one by one, wherever, I say it's complete. I put everything in there, the sugar, the butter. I mean, I got to check this here. I can put all this stuff in. It's complete. That's what the word complete. And for those that don't cook ever, complete means you don't need nothing else.
Amen.
Taste test it. Taste test it. You don't need nothing else. Right amount of baking powder, right amount of sugar. You don't need nothing else. So stop trying to be bamboozled by these false teachers. Well, you need this, you need that. You don't need nothing if you're in Christ. If you're in Christ, you are complete. Now, with that being said, it's time for anybody to have any comments. Press 1. Any of those that's already online, anybody have any comments at all? Anything you want to share?
Yes, it's a great word, great lesson. And I just want to say thank you for the prayer. Thank you for the song. Thank you for the word. Amen.
Amen.
I just want to read this out of the New Living Translation, Ephesians 3. I want to start with the 17th verse. And it says, then Christ will make his home in your heart as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ through its too great to understand fully. I'm sorry, though it's too great to understand fully, then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Amen, amen.
Amen.
What word. Amen, amen.
Yes.
But that's where we at, brothers and sisters. That's where we're going to pick up it off tomorrow. That's where we're going to pick it up tomorrow, right there. You got to identify with it. And he's giving us these scriptures to let us know that we can identify with him. And don't forget what I told you now. God's love, three ways of understanding, is deep, wide, and continuous. When she was reading that, what version did you read that out of, Pastor?
This is out of the New Living Translation, Pastor.
Right, that's pretty much what I said, right out of the New Living Translation.
Exactly.
It's deep, wide, and continuous. That's his love.
Mm-hmm.
So don't question God's love. Don't question it. It irks me when people think and they use the word but on God's love. Mm-hmm. There's no but on God's love.
No.
I don't care about what you done did, how you did it. Your neighbors don't like raping, but if you'll confess, Christ will take you.
Yes.
Amen.
The
Lord had already told right after the word of noon, he said, you go and get somebody saved. I don't care about them going to church or whatever. But the Lord had me, led me over here to somebody who was my granddaughter. And Lord said, you talk to her. I don't care what people think. She's a homosexual or whatever, it don't matter. She's hanging out with your granddaughter, she needs to be saved.
Amen.
So I went over there and I witnessed to her and asked her if she'll do Romans 10:9. Yeah. And she got saved. She gave, that's Brother Robinson. He witnessed it yesterday. So God love, you can't tell me how wide it is, how deep it is. There's no sin bigger than God's love. You might think your sin bigger than God's love. Well, I done did this. It doesn't matter. It ain't bigger than God's love. I bet. Now, I ain't no betting man, but I bet.
Come on.
I don't bet. That would be a sure bet that God's love is bigger than anything you can deal with. God love, people. You need to get that out your head that you done outseen God's love. Get that out of your head. I didn't hear this.
Right.
No, get that in your head. Satan sure enough got a hold of you. If you think that, he sure enough got a hold of you.
Yeah.
But the Bible said that's what Satan does. He put them butts on there. No, there is no but. God's love outshine on.
All of
it. But I'm over a little bit, but hey, I was saying,